This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. A missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels has slammed into a Norwegian-flagged tanker in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The assault on the oil and chemical tanker Strinda expands a campaign by the Iranian-backed rebels targeting ships close to the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, apparently now striking those that have no clear ties to Israel. Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sareh says his forces only fired on the vessel when it rejected all warning calls. The Houthi action potentially imperils cargo and energy shipments coming through the Suez Canal and further widens the international impact of the Israel-Hamas war now raging in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong leader John Lee has praised the voter turnout in the city's weekend election, a record low since the territory returned to Chinese rule in 1997. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Sunday's district council election was the first held under new rules introduced under Beijing's direction that effectively shut out all pro-democracy candidates. Lee said the 1.2 million people who voted supported the principles of the election and that the new district councils would be constructive instead of destructive. Sunday's turnout was significantly less than the record 71.2% of registered voters who participated in the last election held at the height of the anti-government protest in 2019, which the pro-democracy camp won by a landslide. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington today to meet with lawmakers balking to send more money for his fight against Russia. This is VOA News. Israel hits Gaza with more airstrikes, claiming its two-month campaign to destroy Hamas has left the Palestinian militant group on the verge of dissolution. The U.S. designates Hamas as a terrorist organization. At-risk nations at the Dubai Climate Summit are furious over a proposal that stops short of phasing out fossil fuels. In a speech, Majid al-Suwaidi, COP28 Director General, says the target of the redrafts is to reach consensus.
It's important that we have the right language when it comes to fossil fuels. It's important that we think about how we get that balance. There are those who want phase out, there are those who want phase down, there are those who want different formulations. The point is to get a consensus. And we don't want one formulation that causes blockages in the process.
The Kremlin dismissed concerns Tuesday about the location of opposition politician Alexei Navalny inside the Russian prison system and told the United States to mind its own business. Navalny's allies said on Monday that he had been removed from the penal colony where he had been in prison since the middle of last year and that his current whereabouts are unknown. Rwanda will hold presidential and parliamentary elections in July next year when President Paul Kagame will seek to extend his roughly three decades in control of this East African country. A presidential order in the Official Gazette said voting for president and 53 deputies in the lower house of parliament would happen across the country on July 15th. Firefighters in New York City say they have not found any victims in a partial building collapse there. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The collapse happened Monday while Julian Rodriguez was working at a deli in the neighborhood.
Someone that came in the store screaming, "Oh, come outside, look, a building collapsed." So I rush outside, and all you see is the big debris cloud of smoke and all the stuff in the air, and people were running and screaming.
Firefighters spent hours searching a 12-foot-high pile of debris. No victims were found, but two people did receive minor injuries while evacuating the building. The building was constructed in 1927 and had been undergoing repairs to the facade. I'm Donna Warder.
An asylum seeker has died on board a barge housing migrants off the south coast of England. That's according to the refugee charity Care for Calais, speaking Tuesday. The death is reported to have taken place on a barge, which can house around 500 people. For more stories, please check us out online. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.